Are we ready? Rolling.
We're rolling now. Welcome to special edition of the Hucklebug DVD commentary. Hello. I am Stephanie.
Would this be 44?
No, it doesn't count.
Does this count?
No number.
It does not count.
No number.
Keep your numbers out of this.
Exactly. I am Stenny.
I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny. It's the Hucklebug commentary for The In-Laws, 1979. If you've got the Michael Douglas version, you're going to be very lost in the commentary.
Boy, will you be confused.
We have not started yet. We're going to count down, so you guys should put your DVDs in and get the menu up. And what we're going to do is we're going to count down. We'll do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you hit play movie when we say play movie. And then we should all be playing the movie at the same time.
We'll begin.
Yes. If you haven't seen the movie before, it's probably not the primo way to view the movie for the first time by listening to us yap. So
I'm going on the theory that everyone has already seen it.
Yeah.
So that's my personal theory.
My theory is if you haven't seen the movie, watch it first and then put it back in and then listen to our commentary. Okay? All right, we're going to start.
Because you can't watch it enough times, really.
You can't watch it enough times, and it's always more enjoyable with a commentary. And if you don't like our commentary, put Alan Arkin and Peter Falk's one on, because that one's very good, too.
Yes, it is.
I got the menu up. You got your menu up?
I've got my menu up.
Okay, we're going to count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play movie. And we get the Warner Brothers lot.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
Trading off of Casablanca's great success these many years later. Warner Brothers, an AOL Time Warner Company.
AOL.
And there's the truck.
There's the truck. And Undercover Angel, everyone's favorite song from 1977.
Alan O'Day.
Yeah.
Charted at number one.
How many people thought that said Midnight Tennessee instead
of Fantasy?
A lot of
people did. Well, apparently, here's a little trivia menu item for you.
Mm-hmm.
When it was released by KTEL on one of their great, you know, Sounds of the 70s records, they actually re-recorded it and said Midnight Tennessee.
You're kidding.
I'm not. I'm smoking.
Me too.
So we got our, here we go. We got our, Treasury truck.
Truck is stopped.
Yep. That guy in on it, that guy in the...
World's best magnet.
That's a great magnet. Very powerful.
I need a magnet like that.
Undercover Angel.
That looks like a nice ride. That should be a ride at Warner Brothers.
That dude has the limpest wrists in the world, that guy on the CB.
Yeah, I know, but he also looks like every warden in a prison movie.
He's been a warden in a prison at least once. I don't know I don't know that actor's name. He's been in everything, that guy. Lots of TV shows, too. Okay, so they're stealing the truck. Are you following this?
Very porno music.
Yeah.
Well,
it was 79. Now, here's the part I don't get. So, in the front of the truck, they're using the welding torches to seal the guys in. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
But in the back, they're using the welding torches
to open it up.
Door.
Yeah,
how's that
work?
You
got me. But now, I do have something to say at this point.
All right,
The guy who steals the stuff
and
later will show up having a conversation, him.
That guy. Yeah.
Later having a conversation with Peter Falk.
Yeah,
I always think of this guy as James Cromwell.
Really?
Because these masks look like James
Cromwell. They're James Cromwell masks. That'll do, pig.
Just in case you wanted to go as James Cromwell on Halloween.
They
also look like they're made of suede. They're very
they do
nice
look like they're
masks.
Made of suede. You know, you're discerning U.S. Treasury thieves to wear the suede masks. He doesn't look tall enough to be James Cromwell to me, but...
He's got kind of blonde hair. It's James Cromwell. I think it's James Cromwell. He was much younger then, of course.
I think he was already a well-known enough actor that he would have at least been able to do a scene with that.
I see plates.
That's what we call the MacGuffin, folks.
You got that right.
We'll call it the thing, but you know I'm talking about the MacGuffin.
this is D. Tracy, by the way. Not wearing galoshes.
So that's what they were after. They were not after the money. They were after the engraving plates. That guy does look like he fell pretty hard on his hand when he landed going over the wall there.
He got a little comp for that. John Morris did the music for this movie.
Yeah.
Lots of Mel Brooks movies John Morris did. He wrote the Young Frankenstein theme.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yes. Nice font. Nice 70s font.
Yeah, very
here.
70s font here.
Looks like a school. Looks like an old abandoned school.
It looks kind of like a Broadway marquee to me, actually.
Yeah.
Here's this particular Richard Libertini.
Musical
theme you'll hear throughout the movie, of course.
Oh, yeah, and they use it very well. Every once in a while you'll hear... Dun, 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 dun.
There, you'll hear several variations of this. When they're in South America, it'll have a little bit of a Latin flavor.
Yes.
At the end, they played at the wedding, and it's got the wedding bells.
Oh, that's right.
And the first time we're in
Dr. Cornpet's office, it has a very foreboding, foreshadowing, eerie feeling.
Wow.
Yes. As they're looking out the window, watch for it.
I will.
Executive producer Alan Arkin. Alan
F. Arkin.
One of my favorite
shots is coming up as soon as we end the credits. God, he had to walk up a lot of stairs. Damn. Written by Andrew Bergman. Wrote Blazing Saddles.
And The Freshman.
Yes. And Soap Dish.
And tells the story in the commentary that that's how he got Marlon Brando to do The Freshman.
Really? Because of The In-Laws?
Marlon, huge fan of The In-Laws.
Well, I knew he had some taste.
Yes. Not much.
Here comes my favorite shot. My favorite shot is coming up. Another damn set of stairs. It's the reveal of Peter Falk. It's coming
Arthur
right
Hiller,
up.
Didn't he do Love Story? Oh,
yes.
This so redeemed him.
Yeah, he did Love Story. He did The Out-of-Towners.
It looks like a train depot.
Yeah, but it's the roof of a...
I know, but it looks like a train depot.
But check this out. Here comes the shot. This is it.
Oh.
The money shot. There
that
it is.
That one, yeah.
The reveal.
Relax.
And he turns around.
With the capital.
The camera zooms in.
Nice glasses.
That's,
nice hat, too. Hell
that's what
hat.
You call a hero reveal.
Yes.
But it's a little misleading because we don't actually see this movie through Vince's eyes. We actually end up seeing the movie through Shelley's eyes.
Shelley's.
The
or
audience
corny,
identifies
as we
a
call
lot
him.
More with corny. You can call him that if you want. He's Shelley to me.
I don't think I'd call him corny.
Some nice touches here in the script. I love how they just... chit-chat about the wife and kids and stuff.
Yes.
They talk
took
about business.
Took up tennis. I could never get the hang of that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the first mention of the wedding.
Yep.
We know the wedding's going to come into play.
And there's another.
Yep.
Essential piece of information right there. Haven't met the family yet.
Christ. That's my Peter Falk. That's my only Peter Falk impersonation.
That's not very good. It'll do. There's the Capitol again in the background.
Yeah, they got great background shots in this.
Really
There's
do.
Another one coming up, which I will mention when it happens.
Alrighty. I'll wait for it.
Thank you.
Oh, here come the cops. Time to break this little party up.
We better go.
We never get to see that guy's face. Leather face. Suede face.
Suede face.
I call him Suede face.
A.K.A. James Cromwell.
He did do an excellent job. No, there's no way he's doing
track 29.
Ah,
see, here, listen.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Oh, it's excellent.
Very scary. I love this.
Well, it's
Acme.
Because it's
Call
a
Acme. I'm not happy with the viscosity on these bibs. Very good. Mr. Horsewarner is great.
And there he is.
Shelley.
There's Shelley.
If only he were my
Mr.
dentist,
Hirshhorn
I would go much more
go
than
dentist.
Every 6 months.
Yeah, I would too. That's a bad wig he's got on, though.
Oh, I think it's a nice wig. It looks like hair. It's
it
nice and wiry.
Like, yeah, it is.
Has
it is
the
nice
little widow's peak.
Yeah. Now, Alan Arkin's main acting job in this movie, besides the running and the driving, which
yes,
he mentions in
very
his
important.
Own commentary.
Yes.
His other main job in this movie is
I hate that secretary, by the way. Your wife is on the phone.
You don't like her?
She's trying to be... I think he's having an affair with her.
Oh.
No. Shelley wouldn't do that.
She's trying to make up a little bit of a character for herself.
Yes. I think the little pins.
Well sync, can
How can you not love the little pins?
He does look like a little. He looks like a little.
Look at Barbara's shoes.
There's
gotta be candies.
There's Nancy Dussault.
Nancy Dussault, great, on the Match Game many times.
She was on the Match Game many
yes,
times.
As probably was Penny Pizer, would be my guess at least once.
Penny Pizer sucks. I'm sorry, Penny Pizer, if you're out there listening.
She's nice and toothy, I like
you're
her.
You're a nice lady. I've liked you in other things, but in this movie, I don't think your part was written very well, so I don't blame you entirely.
We are not snapping. I like her as his daughter.
All right. That's fine. We can unsnap.
She's a privileged young lady, you know.
Yeah, Nancy Dussault, of course, best known as. You said Dussault.
I say Dussault because I'm fancy.
Yeah, she's French. Best known.
Here we go.
First time.
Call it off.
Oh, you're right.
Mr. Hirshhorn knows what he's talking about.
Foreshadowing.
Yes.
The acorn.
The acorn.
You gotta know the tree.
Mr. Horn, look what he did. Notice the arm doesn't work right on the chair.
I don't notice that.
He slings the arm back and it comes back down.
Does he? Oh, well, yeah, it doesn't
he has
go all the way. Yeah,
just it.
Didn't stick there.
I forgot already. This lets you know that Shelley's kind of a common guy. He may be a rich dentist, but he's still a common.
He worked his way
look
up.
At
look
that
at that house.
That's a lot of teeth.
We are, yeah, that is a lot of teeth. So they're waiting. They're waiting to meet the in-laws.
Pacing,
title of the movie. A lot of pacing.
Look at that nice jacket.
I was just going to say, I don't like your jacket very much.
Oh, come on. That's nice double-breasted.
I like the double-breasted. I would like it without the buttons. It's the buttons. The buttons make him look like an admiral. He's already freaking out. He hasn't even met him
yet. He's hinky.
Shelley
is a hinky guy.
Shelley is hinky. All I was going to say about
Nancy Dussault,
by the way, is that, of course,
you
probably know her best from Too Close for Comfort.
If you watched that, I didn't.
Yeah,
sorry.
You know about it.
I know about everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I love the way he runs into the hall there. Yep. Okay, he's waiting. He's wanting to laugh.
Here they are.
Oh, come in. Here we go.
She
and
is awfully
starts,
young for him, doesn't she?
Oh, I love Arlene Galanka.
She's
I don't
a
think she's
wife.
Too young for him. Oh,
she
I don't think so.
It.
She may have been at one time. I see Vince is already laying it on him.
Oh, yeah, his charm... Vince's charm is like the major factor in his personality. He gets people to do, Shelley in particular.
See, he already knows he's the first to use the spritzing pick.
That's right.
One of those days.
And there's Michael Lembeck.
Good old Michael.
Nice
hair Michael has. Nice wig he was wearing too.
He was on One Day at a Time.
He was. Yeah,
isn't he the one who stole Julie away from the family?
He dated one of them. Oh, here we go.
It might have been Barbie.
The bush.
CC Flies.
Oh. Nice wine carrier there, I like.
Yeah, that is kind of nice. Well, you know, you got a nice rich family.
Sheldon's trying to act interested.
North Jersey. CC Flies the size of eagles.
Here comes the great.
This is... the first of many, this guy's freaking crazy looks from Shelley. Vince's wife believes every word out of his
mouth.
Word
he says. Because she loves him.
Yeah.
I love this. Waving brooms. I've often waved my broom. Actually, I do wave my broom from time to time. Generally, it's at spiders.
Yeah, that's you get the cobwebs with them. Crudely fashioned brooms. Vince also believes every word out of his own mouth. He's his best audience.
This is true. Just like us.
Turning it up a little because I got the headphones on there. I want to be able to hear what I'm talking about.
Small brown babies.
Watched in their beaks. Flies with beaks.
And I love the way Peter Falk never backs up. He just keeps on going.
No, never,
just, never. No matter how, what you come back at him with, just keeps on going.
He is the classic pathological liar. Red tape in the bush.
Enormous red tape in the bush.
Guacamole act. God, that's hilarious.
We never learned about that in American history.
Yeah.
Dad.
Time for more wine.
Oh. I just had
oh,
some,
God,
by the way.
Toast.
The toast.
The toast is coming up.
The bad times, God forbid. Yeah, right.
He's pretty eloquent. I mean, he says he's
and Alan just sitting there smiling like, what the hell?
Yeah. Everybody else is putting on a good face for this, but you can already tell Shelley's got a pretty low bullshitometer.
Yeah.
Of course, it's about to get a little worse with the phone call.
Yeah. I'll let you. I'll turn it over to you. And you must. You must.
You can see Alan in the mirror there behind them.
Oh, you can. That's the first time I've ever noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
In the mirror, he looks a little like Mr. Singer. He looks younger.
But he's talking.
It's the Isidore, it's the, what's her name, Gray, Dorian Gray mirror.
I think Dorian Gray was a
great
movie.
Look. Great
yeah,
look from
that's,
Alan.
That's,
what the hell?
That's another one of the, yeah, and then boom.
And
right
the watch.
Yeah. Do you have a phone?
Where's the phone? Two
the
great
phone.
Lines about, do you have a phone?
Yeah. Yeah. This
another
is
to come.
Exactly. This is, echoed later. However, when it's Shelley's turn to ask for a phone, he's not quite so calm.
Nope.
Dad and his mysterious phone calls.
Here we go. Take it away, Stinny.
Stop those. Those phone calls put you through college.
And if any of you are lucky enough to watch the commentary track on this DVD, you will learn that Peter Falk was doing this speech long after this scene was filmed. You little snot nose. It's been a long day. Come on, Vince.
All right, it's time for Vince to go plant the MacGuffin.
Now everyone's, boy, uncomfortable
yeah,
moment
yeah,
here. Comfortable
exactly.
Silences. You've ruined it all.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that Far Side comic where the two dogs are walking out of the house and the male dog is all sad looking and the woman says, we were having such a lovely time and you had to go and do that on the carpet.
I don't remember that.
And how lucky that they've got this one pipe.
What is that cardboard pipe being held together with duct tape anyway?
I don't know. And I didn't even know duct tape was around in 1979.
Oh, yeah, duct tape's been around forever. Okay. The cavemen used it to hold their caves together.
There's something written on that. Looks like it says training. Trant, something.
Where?
They've already focused out of it.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
You missed the
We can't roll back.
We can't go back. It's not worth going back for anyway.
So we got a little bit of exposition going on here.
Yep. We're learning something's up with these engravings.
Well, Vince has got the engravings. He's supposed to get them to somebody.
He kept one. Oh, Christ.
Well, he's
it's got
my one.
Second Peter Falk impersonation.
That's
here's
good.
What
oh,
it says.
I see what you're saying.
Training, $15. That's what it looks like it says.
Doesn't make any
I don't
sense. Why
know.
Would you say that?
What
so
did they do in that
find
basement?
A place to hide that where it's going to be safe.
And it just so happens.
Look at that. It just happens to be a broken pipe that apparently has not been doing much of anything.
I've often wondered if my crawl space looks anything like that.
I don't understand what the cardboard pipes do. I mean, you can't even...
Maybe they're air ducts of some sort.
Maybe. Maybe they're like exhaust for like the laundry room or something. God, what a beautiful house.
But that's... And they say it's in Pasadena. You really should go hunt for that house.
Yeah, I'm going to go drive love to Pasadena this scene. To look for the house.
Love this scene.
That's a nice bathrobe he's got on.
Yes. It's toothpaste. Yeah, the robe lets you know these people have money. That is a rich man's robe.
I think the house lets you know the people have money, but well, that's right. True. That is a rich
ugly bathroom, though. Lord, that's an ugly bathroom.
Yeah, look at that wallpaper. That's
either
nasty.
This wallpaper goes or I do.
Thank you, Oscar Wilde. I don't like her, I don't like her, nighty.
No.
He's calling the wedding off.
Look at that bedroom.
Because of the acorn.
They got a couch in that bedroom.
Oh, yeah. The master suite.
Looks like they have Audrey in the background, too.
Audrey, too.
Shelley.
I don't like her.
Okay. At this point, we know Shelley's the only sane one in the room.
In the family, yeah. I'm sorry. If I were the mom, I'd be a little bit nervous about letting her marry into this family as well. He almost belted Tommy in the mouth. I don't like his whole manner.
This is a family that wears house shoes.
They should have, they really should have met them much sooner.
Yes.
This is what happens when you don't meet the family. Mrs.
Here we go.
Mr.
We
Herschel
mentioned incest. Hey, love the hand motion. Hey. Do not mention sex in front of Shelley.
No.
He's only had 4 women.
Two of them were his wife. Once before and once
after. Nice little wings on her hair there. Very 70s.
Very 70s.
Now, see, don't you think she's wonderful in this scene? Penny's
not really.
Great. I'm pro-Penny in this
All
movie.
Right. Well, that's good, because now if she does hear the commentary, you know,
she won't come after us.
Bad. Well, she might come after me still, but she won't
And
come
I can't
after
believe
me.
It this reason. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I know. He just gives
Shelley,
it up like that.
He just likes her too much, I guess.
But remember, what happens here is very important as well, because this is why he doesn't kick
that's
Vince
right.
out of his office.
That's right. He's got to be nice.
He promises
to keep them from going to Vegas or some sleazy thing.
Yeah.
He was nervous. I'd be nervous if I met Shelley.
Yeah, you would be.
Yeah. I'd hide behind Audrey, too.
I'd be nervous if I met Vince, quite frankly.
No, Vince is like a golden retriever. He wouldn't be nervous.
And
now we see David Tamer. David Tamer.
That's right. David
with
Tamer.
With hair, no less.
There he is, driving the cab. This was his first role.
Oh,
I think.
The Stetson hat sign.
And we get to see the back of his head a lot.
And we get to see the Stetson hat sign later in the movie.
Do we? All
right. It's a plug for my nephew's band.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Christ.
Keep going.
It's Sebastian Cabot.
Keep going. It does look like Sebastian Cabot, that guy.
Mr. French.
Those bastards. I think from this moment on, he gets that business card out of his wallet?
Yes.
From this moment on, Vince is making everything up as he goes along. He is. He never has a plan. He is improvising the whole time.
Nice touch of the nose here. There we go.
Yeah, there is David Paymer. That's a good shot at David Paymer, in case anybody didn't know who we were talking about.
Oh, poor Mrs. Edelman.
Oh, poor Mrs. Edelman.
There's that damn nurse again. I don't like her.
This is why people are afraid of dentists, because of what happens to poor Mrs. Edelman here. We don't really know that he's that good of a dentist. I mean, he does this to Mrs. Edelman. Mr. Hershorn has to pull his own tooth
pull
out.
His own teeth. It's a very cushy job he has.
He's got to be pretty good if he's got that house.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Or else he's just very expensive. Oh, the look. He's so goddamn. Yeah.
There's his pat.
Howdy do.
That's his. Shelly's wearing his patented I'm dealing with a crazy person
look. Well, you know, Mr. M himself says Alan Arkin has the best slow burn in show business.
Oh, yeah. He does.
Oh, she likes Vince.
Well, everybody likes Vince when they meet him the first time.
I just love the jacket. I love the pins and the jacket.
That is a nice jacket. Are you talking about Vince's, or are you talking about Shelly's?
I'm talking about Shelly's.
I like Vince's jacket. Shelly's is nice too, but it's a
Oh yeah, nice tweed.
Oop. Almost dumped my bottle of water in my lap. That would have made for an interesting
that's
commentary.
That's not good. Yeah. Ah, shit. Oh, Shelly made a joke.
Yep.
And almost laughs. He says, oh, God. I love that. Oh, God. Please go away.
So here is what we
and
have.
He says, oh, God, he sat down.
Yeah, he's like, okay, well, see you later. What we have coming up is what we call in screenwriting terms the inciting incident, which is where Vince invites Shelley to go along with him on this quick trip just around the corner. 5 minutes. This is what starts the ball rolling for the whole rest of the movie.
Knock wood there, Shelley.
That's not wood. I don't think that desk is wood. That's a laminate.
Shelley's would be, but this is the movies. They weren't
movies.
Going all out.
Yeah,
no, that's definitely not wood.
That's laminate.
Like my desk at work, and I can guarantee you it's not wood.
No.
Right now?
You never take an early lunch?
Yeah. Please say so, Phidias, yeah. It's 9 o'clock. Just keep bullshitting. There are so many scenes, and there are a couple times in this scene, where I just love the way they look at each other. You can see it behind their eyes.
Yeah.
They're just...
They do have an excellent rapport. Have you seen, I think Arthur Hiller directed it also, the other movie the two of them did together?
Cassavetes. Big
director.
Trouble.
But I think Andrew Bergman wrote it.
That's
what it is. Andrew Bergman wrote it.
Barely so good. Couple of cute things in it, but no, not even close.
I should probably watch it, though. I never have
seen it. Oh, sure you should. Put it in the queue.
Arthur Hiller also directed...
Richard Libertini's in it, too.
Arthur Hiller also directed Poppy. Have you seen that
one? Oh, did he? Oh, yes, I've seen Poppy. I'd like to see Poppy.
What?
Here we go. Oh, shit.
Break into my office for me. So, look, already the cab driver is out of control, and all they're doing is going around the corner. Up on the sidewalk.
But he's digging this. This cab driver has waited all his life for this.
Has.
Love this bar. Man, do I love this bar.
Did we hit that little boy?
Oh, we missed him.
We missed him by a good foot and a half.
Now, his wig doesn't look so good in this thing.
No, it doesn't.
It's be a backup wig.
Yeah, this is a secondary wig. Wig number two.
He's probably like Alan Brady. He's got a lineup.
Big old heads full of hair.
Now, speaking of hair...
Mm.
Peter Falk has a head of hair.
That's a nice
even
head
now,
of hair he's got. Yeah.
He's got a nice head of white hair now.
Yeah.
Just like my dad.
Bushy white hair. Now, I've seen both of these gentlemen in person now. I saw,
Oh, that's
Peter
right.
Falk.
Peter was having a smoke, or you were having a smoke.
I was having a smoke. Well, I saw both of them while I was smoking. But I saw both of them at the Arrow Theater, both of them introducing different movies. So.
Now, see, I love this bar that they're in. Because remember, it's 9 o'clock. This bar is in full swing
this
at 9 o'clock.
This is New York City,
man.
Baby. The bars
that's
are
right.
open.
Bluefield,
it's
not a lot of bars
that never
open.
Sleeps.
Yes. I've heard that.
It's the truth. There's Mr. French.
Yep.
And another guy. Shall we dance?
Pork.
Yep, he's just a little too nervous.
Now, does he have his bag? He should have brought his bag.
Yeah,
does he have a bag?
No, he only has a bag.
I don't guess a dentist doesn't have a bag. Oh,
maybe
he's dropping everything.
Yeah, he's blown it.
Yep.
Have you seen the new Internet Movie Database?
No. Oh, yeah!
They've changed it completely. Yeah,
it's quite disconcerting, actually.
Well, I kind of like it, actually.
I mean, it's modern looking. But
it's nicer. Pretty cute using a dock.
Okay, now see, this looks like a nice office building from the outside.
Eh.
You know, marble walls, the water fountain.
You're right.
Boy,
marble
when they get inside,
hoo-ha.
Nice.
Transglobal Enterprises, Vincent J. Ricardo, President. Shelley shows some very good instincts here when things start hopping in a minute.
Yeah, he does. Quick thinker. Nice
right
large blinds. No mini blinds for Vince.
No.
Whoa.
Very nice.
Lovely. $20,000 a year.
There's a dartboard over there on the wall. I like the way they, I like the way they dressed the set in Vince's office.
You can just see the dust.
I think it's that green paint.
You can just see the dust.
Yeah. But there are nice character touches there. He's got a dartboard. Yes. When Shelley first walked in, you could see a barometer on the wall. There's the Kennedy autograph.
Speaking of a shock of hair, JFK had a shock of hair as well.
Those Kennedy boys have good hair. Bobby did also.
The ones that are still alive.
Well,
yes.
Even Teddy. Teddy's hair now is not bad, considering he's 120 years old. And that's not bad. Ominous. Here they
kinda
come.
Kind of walk like Sergeant Joe Friday and Officer Gannon.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Uh-oh. Run, Shelley!
Somebody's trying to get in. Oh, well, I guess I'll just continue doing what I was doing.
Okay, go.
Here we go.
I'm not him!
Here's my car.
My car, that's great. Here's my car. Get the gun, here's my car.
Those really are great instincts. Now, personally, I would have just gone, here's the bag. Sorry, guys. One of my favorite lines is coming up.
Oh, I know that line. They make a remark in the commentary that's I'd never really thought about, but it's so true. This chase scene that's like in slow motion.
Slow speed chase scene.
So slow.
I'm a dentist. That's my favorite line. It's one of my favorite lines. It's up there. Cocktails. And there they are.
Oh.
Just having a drink. This is a great shot later where they're just... a great shot coming up.
Oh, where you see Shelley in the background.
Yeah. Well, Vince has never seen The Price is Right.
Right. And has he ever gotten the description down pat? I guess what all that crap for. Is this freeze-dried?
It's very good. Falk is really hilarious in this movie. Yeah. Vince is smoking, so I'm going to.
That's right. Here's to you, Vince. Too bad I finished my coffee. Only
the
first
CIA.
Round, though.
Big plot point there. And the musical sting leads us
here we go.
Back to the slow speed chase.
He's, you know, he knows his way around a fire escape,
Well, it's New York. Everybody knows the fire escapes in New York. I get the feeling that Shelley probably grew up in Brooklyn.
Oh, I'd say so, yeah. He's, like I said, you can tell he's a common guy.
Mm-hmm.
Common guy who made it big.
That's right.
Because he graduated second in his class, of course.
That's right. Uh-oh.
Love the hat. Little feather.
Yeah, I know. He's very dapper. Well,
that would be very right
this
at home at Oktoberfest, actually.
Yeah, it would. It's very German.
Nice polyester pants he wears as well.
There's the
God, I love how Alan Arkin runs.
Yeah,
just completely upright. Kind of like Steve Carell in Little Miss Sunshine.
Actually, yeah.
Completely upright.
I was going to say he runs a little bit like John Cleese.
Yes.
Ramrod straight.
And his feet go up. Upwards.
Yeah, his back's ramrod straight and his legs are doing all the work.
And the little black boy says, I'm going to run with you.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about.
There's Stetson hats.
Yeah, there it is, Stetson hats. Yeah, that guy's a much better runner than
Yeah,
Mr.
he
French.
Can hurdle trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
Love that shot right there. Love that shot.
That is a nice little shot.
Yeah.
I don't know what area of New York that is. Columbus Circle, maybe?
I don't know.
This was David Paymer's
first movie. This guy smokes some pot, you can tell.
Oh, David Paymer?
Yeah. No, I mean the character.
Oh, the character. Well, yeah. They both do, probably.
I make no assumptions about David Paymer.
I'm just guessing.
You gotta not get killed.
That's the key to the benefit program. That's another
one.
Oh,
God,
lines,
don't let me die on West 100. Whatever street.
Yeah, you can't keep the streets. This street's straight.
I think it's 131st, isn't it? Oh, no,
West
31st Street. It's,
your friend's here.
Okay, we square with you.
He's like, oh, yeah, there he is.
Yeah, he's all right.
So casual.
Oh, he could be so dead.
Yeah, I know. It's the gang who couldn't shoot straight, though, pretty much.
I guess it's that bazooka kind of a thing. If you're close enough to somebody, they can't shoot.
There we
okay,
go.
Take the damn bag.
Which is what I would have done from the beginning, personally.
Now, I have something very interesting to say in just a few minutes here.
All right. Oh, I can't wait for you to say something.
And I was going to... I can't believe when I did my Alan Arkin blogs, I didn't put this in because it was something I've thought about. I love that shot.
That's great.
Ellie, hello.
That's a great little shot. Oh, there's Mr. French.
Yes. Ho! There's a shot.
Good shot. This is a good shot. He knows what he's doing.
Love the way he picks Shelly up. Whoa!
Yeah, I know, yeah. Picks him up sort of backwards. His hands
twist
all...
Twist him into the cab. Okay, now check out this scene. Okay, they get in the cab.
Yep.
Shelly is pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
And he throws the bag at Vince.
Yeah.
Now, think back to The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Singer in the back of a cab with Mr. Antonopoulos. Pissed off,
throws
the candy.
Oh, yeah.
See, perfect parallel.
Oh, yeah.
I would notice that. you don't understand. Oh, and here we go. Here we go. Go away from me.
Go away from me. Yeah, they're getting at the. Going back to the dentist.
And you can see Alan laughing. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Go away from me.
Go away from me.
And immediately Vince turns it around. Look at this. Gets everybody smiling.
A little gunshot wound on his jacket.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Mrs. Edelman.
Oh, I love the way he grabs his face here.
You asked her to be still.
She cannot bite down. There we go. It's the MacGuffin.
This is the first time he mentions all of this in front of someone else.
Yeah, but my favorite scene's coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll get his attention.
Help,
he looks like he's
going
to crack
down.
Up right there. He looks like he's about to die laughing.
I love the little spritz of water here.
Yeah, you can rinse now.
Sheldon.
And the plot keeps rolling here. Just happened to be bringing beer down to the
Oh, they're having Lowenbrow at the wedding.
Lowenbrow, yeah, nothing but the best for the corn pets.
You got that right. Whoop! Oh, guess what we found. Oh, Corbel champagne, too. I just now noticed that.
Corbel. That guy who whacked his head there, he's wearing the newest, least broken-in Yankees hat I've ever seen in my life.
Bought only that morning.
I'm surprised it doesn't still have the price tag hanging off of it. They're so casual about it. They're like, this happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We see these about five or six times when we deliver
every time we deliver liquor to the basement.
See, he even says you find all kinds of things in the cellar.
He found a body once.
This isn't even the strangest thing we found this week, Lee.
A human hand.
Take it to the bank. Oh, here okay. comes Mrs. Oh. Arkin.
Yes, at the time, Mrs. Arkin yeah. is no more, sadly.
Before
for her,
Mrs. Arkin.
Anyway.
There
she is. Barbara Dana, that would be.
Yep.
Mother of Anthony.
Nah, Anthony. One of the lesser Arkins.
But not the least.
When was the interesting thing you were going to say? Have I missed it?
Oh, the cab scene.
Oh, the cab scene.
The
I'm
parallel.
Sorry. Yes, I'm
yes.
sorry. I did miss it.
That bank is FDIC insured.
Most banks are FDIC insured. That's the thing that I find just confusing about that old FDIC insured thing. Are there any banks that aren't? This also helps keep the ball rolling, because if she yes. had never brought the engraving into the bank.
And, yeah, she's doing the right thing.
Yep.
She thinks she's doing
she
the right
thing.
She thinks she's going
right
to turn this in, and they're going to say, oh, thank you so much. You
we
did the right thing.
We were wondering where this was.
Yes.
She's never seen it before. You found it in your house?
I love the point where I think it's already happened. She says, some people have all the luck. Yeah, I've always wanted to find an engraving in my... If you have the ink and the paper, it's not going to do you much good.
And then spoiled little rich girl can't find any shoes in New Jersey.
But she's going to wear clogs.
She's got to go to iMagnon. iMiller, I'm sorry.
iMiller.
What was I thinking of? iMagnon. I don't know. iMiller. Good God. Oh, he says, my God.
Dun, 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 dun.
Darn.
It's kind of like
Barbara
the Jetsons doorbell.
Read the paper.
What?
She's just a teller.
She's just a teller.
Apparently
right.
doesn't read the newspaper or even glance at headlines.
Look at her face now. Whoops,
yeah, I know.
Not,
she's like,
not so happy.
Nope. She didn't
she's
get,
probably in trouble for this.
Yeah, she didn't want to get... Oh, here it is. This is my favorite
here we
scene
go.
In the movie.
Love this thing. Love this diner. Love Shelley's
Look at
face.
Shelley's face. This scene should be taught in screenwriting classes across
split,
America.
Split pea soup. It's a little greasy.
This scene is almost 100% exposition.
And for those of you who don't know, Vince is eating stewed prunes. There's a story about that in the commentary.
If you watch the actual
got
commentary.
His, got his cigs on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking and eating at the same time, because you can see the smoke going.
That's right. That's kind of rude, actually. I don't do that. I smoke.
Oh, I don't see how people could smoke and eat at the same time.
No, I couldn't either. Looks like
got to concentrate on
candles.
One or the other.
So this scene is a 100% exposition, almost
yeah.
100%
this is,
exposition.
This is the movie in one scene.
Exactly. But it's one of the funniest scenes in the movie.
And this is where it starts, the getting loud in front of all the people.
Yep. Yep. This scene should be taught in screenwriting classes as an example of how to write good exposition. And how to not slow the movie down.
It.
Don't underestimate the man in the street.
Buddy.
When
you're
right, you're right.
You're goddamn right. To see yeah, I love, Vince always says when you're
Vince,
right, you're right.
Yeah, Vince says that a lot in this movie. When you're right, you're right.
Love the little snack section on the gum and the mints at the
yeah.
checkout.
All the extras just going about their business there. She's, I'm a cashier. I am tidying up my area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's Check. This? I am reading the mail.
Checking the bills.
What's also very funny about this scene, I think, is that Sheldon says, but I understand it. Just tell me about it.
You goddamn right, buddy. The CIA.
The CIA. Sheldon says, don't underestimate the man in the street. Vince starts going into his spiel. You can tell he's lost Sheldon already.
Yeah, Sheldon
he
is
goes, right.
trying really hard to understand
and it. He's kind of going, right, right, mm, yeah, 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 sure.
Right. If he's right, in the right. CIA, he must know what he's talking about.
That's right. Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he's lost him. He's got no idea what he's talking about.
But he wants to understand.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He's right. Yeah, he's got no idea what he's talking about. Right. Yeah. But he's made this big deal about how he shouldn't underestimate the man in the street, so,
yeah.
So he's gotta pretend he's keeping up. I think he's bullshitting.
I think.
See, that guy behind him is already listening.
Yeah.
He's
looking. He's like, what the hell is this guy?
I think he's already said to the person next to you, are you listening to what these guys are saying over here?
They turned us down. He's now in it.
Everybody's listening now. I love this little diner.
I know. I want to sit at the bar and have breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, he went to get himself some creamer. See, that's a nice little bit of blocking that they throw in there.
Just follow him around.
Yep. Yeah. So it's boring to just watch two people just sitting for this long.
Yes. That one, what?
She's giving him a look. Mm-hmm.
You know, Alan Arkin does say goddamn better than anybody.
And here he goes again, turning on the charm.
Starting, yep. Oh, I love this.
Yeah, and look at him. He's like, yeah, well, I was pretty good,
yeah. Didn't get killed.
That's great. He gets him calmed down. But then he gets him calmed down, he gets him back on his side, and then he drops the thing about the engraving being.
Okay, I'm out of it. Okay.
Then, see, again.
It did. He's
using something that he knows is going to impress him here. The Bay of Pigs.
You were involved with Bay of Pigs.
That was my idea.
Great look.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Bay of Pigs.
Just got a whole, now I've heard everything.
What?
Here we go. Now it's going, he's going to go through the roof.
I love it when he says, I want that thing out of my house.
Yeah, I want that thing out of my house. Go back to your lunches.
Do I meddle in your business?
Stop with the soup.
The thing.
We'll call it the thing. We'll call it the thing. Grape.
Give him the
now
thing.
He's being quiet. You know. Now.
Love his hand.
Quiet.
Love that hand. It's
yeah.
So help me God.
He looks like he could strangle him.
And he wants to laugh.
Yeah.
Sitting around a Christmas tree. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sheldon Cornpet doesn't celebrate Christmas.
And his name may be Vince Ricardo, but neither does Peter Falk.
Sat down here next to me. Never saw before in my life.
My life is over at this
point.
Oh,
boy.
Okay, I'm going to zip
sense.
Out for a very quick cup of coffee. It's already made. I'll be right back.
Go ahead. Go get your coffee. I will take care of the commentary from here. So we've got the T-men all waiting for Shelley to come home. Wife is still clinging to the hope that this can all be explained very simply as soon as Sheldon comes home. He overpays his taxes. I don't think you're helping him with that information. That guy, I've seen him before, too.
Okay, get the feeling that Shelley was probably very happy to be the sergeant at arms at the Long Island
Dennis Guild. Yeah. Yes. Long Island. I assume this house was in New Jersey. Maybe it is on Long Island.
But they did say he started in Brooklyn, so you're probably right about his background there.
I definitely think he's from Brooklyn.
He's out of here. Oh, shit. I love when he's driving along. So, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've driven that when I lost my steering wheel. It's kind of same thing.
Oh, my God.
God.
That's coming up. Beautiful, beautiful neighborhood. Look at that.
Yes.
The fall.
Fall, I was going to say. Leaves.
This is a wonderful time to get married, I think.
Yes. That little bastard.
Who was in the basement last night? That's right.
I love that scene. Church in the background.
Nice.
The mobile
church,
station.
Yeah.
Goes through the parking lot.
Going
I love
right
that scene.
Lot.
Little it's brown
nice.
And yellow house.
And he was doing all the driving here too, wasn't he?
Yes, it's
he
in the commentary.
He
went to the Bob Bondurant School of
Driving. That's right. Oh my God.
That shows in the trailer, by the way. That scene's in the trailer.
That is?
Him saying, oh my God.
There's no reason to shoot at me. I'm a dentist.
No.
That's some good driving.
Do people ever really make it out of a chase scene?
Oh, I don't know. This is like, we see this on the news all the time here. Uh-oh. Got rid of one of them.
One down. Here we go.
This is some ingenious... Yeah. Oh, that's obviously speeded up a little bit. That guy looks like he's on is this guy on What's Happening?
No, but he could be.
Sorry.
He auditioned. That looks like Pat Harrington. Speaking of One Day at a Time.
Speaking of One Day at a Time.
Wah, 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 wah.
He has flames on his car.
I'll never forget the first time I saw those flames. Funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, he is not happy.
Sheldon has officially lost it.
Yep.
Phone?
Here he asked for the phone. You're right, that guy's not in the white shadow. He only had about three lines. He had a hard time saying just those three.
That crazy white people.
The hat's
perfect.
What's
the vest over the apron?
The vest over the apron. That's well, because he's got to have his cigarettes. You can see his cigarettes in his pocket there.
That's right. Yep.
What
I'm
is
loaded with options.
Oh, that's right. I'm loaded with options. That's a great little barbecue apron there.
Yes.
Comedy barbecue aprons.
Yes. And the little kiss she gives him. She loves him.
Nah.
Yellow phone. Nice backyard the Ricardos have.
Oh, yeah.
We don't get to see their house.
I have flames in my car.
Flames on my
He's
car.
Losing
nice
it.
Striped shirt that the camera is kind of begging out over.
We call that moraying in the industry. From moray eels.
That's why I have to hit blur a lot in PaintShop Pro.
Mm.
Especially pictures of the sauerkraut band. All those checks.
I don't understand what you're saying about these flames.
Don't like their kitchen.
No, it's very
too country,
70s, though.
Too country.
It is very...
With those flames,
raw air.
Like a bat out of hell, it's going to be very conspicuous.
Yeah. I'm not sure where...
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's over the
Which
ocean.
Which we all know is over the ocean.
Yeah. I don't know where McGraw Airfield is. I don't know if that's a real thing. I'm going to look it up. Oh, I'm not going to... It's pointless to look it up on the internet.
I promise you the end is in sight. Don't believe him.
This movie's really clipping right along. We're
it
about
does.
Halfway
it
through.
Just this movie seems so short because there's no bore. I mean, I had to run to get my coffee. I was waiting for a boring scene.
Yeah, there are no boring scenes. We could.
To me, the only thing that comes close is the car chase.
Yeah.
Because it just goes on.
It goes on and on. He's great Chinese here.
I love the little scarf Vince wears when he's a pilot.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so
another
so perfect.
Hilarious scene
up. This is gold.
And I think I heard this on the original commentary that that Alan Arkin couldn't do his scene with that he couldn't do his reactions without laughing.
Exactly. They show him from the back as they're showing Billy or Bong, whichever it is.
Billy Bong.
It's Billy Bong Thornton.
That backed up pretty well. They had to do all of his reactions as pickups. So they would just do reactions when the guy wasn't there doing
stuff.
Could
not get through it.
Yep.
And they said that it was kind of improvised on the part of the Billy Bong. Mm. They just said, you know, do the instructions and
in Chinese.
He did them. Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wong Airlines. Yes.
Here's your safety card. In case the cabin's pressurized.
It'll come down. And you go.
What is this? Over your
you
mouth.
You breathe like this.
And breathe normally. The bag may not inflate. But be sure you extinguish your cigarettes.
Do not smoke. No smoking.
Extinguish your cigarettes. Mae West.
It's a Mae West. I love the line that you tie.
Yeah.
I love the way that you have to blow into these things, like when you're falling 500,000 feet.
Yeah. That's a top up, Mae West.
He says, okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna die.
Meanwhile, up in the front,
just in case, you just swim to safety.
Swim. It's better if you do a crawl stroke instead of a backstroke, I guess is what he's saying.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for
flying. Ebony gets out a copy of Ebony.
There's the ocean. We're going over the ocean.
It has to work. Maybe it'll work. Oh God. It's the ocean.
The ocean.
The ocean. Okay.
Let me go take care of this.
Here we go.
Sheldon.
I was gonna talk to you about this. Yeah,
we have to make a stop first. They never do go to Scranton, Pennsylvania, by the way.
They completely bypass Scranton on this trip. Tejada sounds so soap opera. You know, anytime there's intrigue on a desert island, it's
exactly.
Tejada.
The Cassadines.
Moldova, yeah. Now, tell me if this is a bloop. If the door had actually opened on this plane, would they all be dead? Because it actually does open.
It does open, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know that they'd all be dead, but the cabin would pressurize.
Karate chop. Okie doke.
Okie doke. Don't worry, everything's fine. Yeah, the door does open.
That's another instance of I'd rather die running than be left here alone. Just as soon jump out of the airplane.
He grabbed the Mae West. He was thinking about
it. Yes, he was going to do the crawl.
Yep. Better Homes and Gardens.
Oh, Better Homes.
Look at this recipe.
Fettuccine Szechuan. Nice lounge in the background.
Yeah, that is. It looks
comfy. Vince takes women back.
Neither of these men cheat. No. Vince doesn't cheat on his wife.
She loves him. It's for whining and dining potentates, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what it's for. I suppose that's Vincent's...
Candles were a nice touch, though.
Yeah.
They're so beloved, they'd be anchormen on the evening news. He's trying.
Sometimes Peter Falk sounds like he's doing a Peter Falk impression.
I'm Columbo.
Oh, just one more thing. We could also do a couple of shout-outs, if you've got your shout-outs up.
I think I've got shout-outs up.
Get your shout-outs
okay.
up.
Okay. Duke?
Duke, hello. Hope you're watching.
Yep. Duke has a shout-out later that I actually was going to use Picture Sunday to take a picture of all of my remotes because I did know
that
the inventor of the remote control died.
I didn't know until he told me, and we can
I
definitely...
I have 57 remotes.
We can
none
comment
of,
on that.
Which I need at any given moment.
Yeah. We can comment on that in greater detail when we do the next Taco Bug. We do definitely
yes.
need to talk about the
landing music. Nice airstrip.
Yeah, it's perfect. Nice and flat.
It looks like flying into Charleston, West Virginia, right on a mountain.
Good shout out to Lily G, too.
Lily! That's what Alan would have sounded like jumping out of the plane.
Jumping out of the plane.
Lily!
Yep.
Splash.
Well, 2-point landing there.
Oh, Jesus Braunschweiger. In
he's
his red Mercedes.
This, he's not long for this movie, folks. Don't get too attached.
Don't get attached to Jesus.
Captain Asshole, a couple of shout-outs for you.
Hey, well. Captain A.
One for each comment.
Not fond of Woody Allen's clarinet playing, by the way.
That's all right.
You need to do a for Captain Asshole. There you go. Very good.
Thank you. The Pete, shouting out to you, too. Hope you're watching.
The Pete. Agrees with me on the Hucklebug logo sticker.
I know he does. I disagree. But we'll get to that. When we discuss, when we get
it's
to the
two
next
to one.
One here.
Here comes one of my favorite Alan lines. What he said.
Yeah.
At this point,
what
he's still fairly calm.
That guy is the pilot. He's kind of cute, actually.
Yeah, he's kind of cute. Kind of looks like ancient Chinese secret. Alan in his little tan jacket.
Yeah.
It's the only good shot they get in the whole damn movie.
Yep. Yeah, these guys, they get him, but from here on out, their shooting is terrible. There's three of them. Roll.
And I don't guess it's any great scene with the plane taking off. Standard procedure. And ladies and gentlemen, here is probably the most famous scene of this movie.
Yeah.
One of the famous scenes of comedy, to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Now I'm ready. Serpentine!
Serpentine. He's like, what? Oh,
God. I could watch Alan Arkin Serpentine all fucking day long. Jump over the body.
Over the body.
There's one part, when he goes back.
Yeah.
He almost falls. He
really?
Slipped. Yes.
Keys.
Are you kidding me?
We only have one shout out left. It's for Marla.
Hey, Marla, good to see you listening.
Yeah.
I'd rather die running. I always wonder about people's breath in scenes this close.
Oh, they pop breath mints. Actors pop breath mints. They're famous for their Altoids.
Okay. Serpentine. Okay, let's see if this is
what
where he falls. This falls. Here he goes, right here.
Oh, yeah. Whoop. Just a little bit of a... Stumbles a little. Are you
dead? You're
dead,
right?
Oh, you're dead,
good.
Right? That's good. And fortunately...
Thank God for gun jams.
Yep. The movie gods are looking over
them. Here goes. Makes it right back. Whoop, got
whoop,
a serpentine.
Wait, serpentine.
Remember the first time I saw this in the theater, I thought I'd die.
I can see where Peter Falk might think that it wouldn't work.
You're the dumbest actor.
You're the dumbest
America.
Actor in America. I can see where if you read it on paper, you might go.
Yeah. And now
stupid.
We serpentine the car, of course.
Yeah, but that's largely because the wheel blows out.
The wheel blows, but still,
they
it
managed
works.
To make it back to town, all right.
Yep.
That guy's gun is still jammed.
Yeah, I wonder how they make it all the way back to town with
that
a broken wheel.
I don't know. That guy with the... He's pathetic. No, never mind. But my gun works now. No, I said never mind.
Never mind. Wasting bullets. You can't shoot worth shit.
Yeah.
El Shito, as they say down south.
Yeah, they do say that.
Nice building there.
Yeah,
little
that is
corner,
nice.
Little corner triangle building.
He's playing with
you
his tie.
You see
what
I say? Yeah. Okay,
he's
I'm
lost
here.
It.
What am I going to do?
It.
I'm never going to get back home. If I can just,
I'm gonna die.
If I can just jump off this balcony. Lily!
Lily! He has lost it.
And many people say that it's such a cliche to have chickens in the room. I love the chickens in the room.
I do like
the
I love the dog
running down in the lobby.
Yeah. Get
out. Out, out. He's never seen a chicken before. He's from Brooklyn.
He's from Brooklyn. They don't have chickens in Brooklyn.
Alan was sick when they were in Mexico. You learned that in the commentary.
Yeah.
Had a case of the old you-know-whats.
Yep. He's going to go get a magazine.
El Hustlero. Oh, good. Okay. He says, oh, God, I got to get out of here. I've got a plan. I have a cunning plan. Like, I love United Fruit Boulevard.
Yes.
Yes, better than a statue.
See, they do turn down hookers, so they're honorable men.
I think that's an interesting bit of foreshadowing, actually, that the Generalissimo offers them hookers.
Well, yeah, that is, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes. Aha.
Aha.
So maybe he's not so crazy.
He is making it up as he goes along. I still hold to that. He's making it up as he goes along. Here come our
assassins. So you think the two brown packages were making it up?
I think he knew. I think he got that on the fly.
Got a match?
Do you have the time?
No, what time? Sorry. Que hora es?
Yeah,
lovely pink. I love the little doggy.
Sand walls.
Running and driving.
I'm going to call. He calls the ambassador.
Phones never work when you just hit the thing. I've tried.
It's a big lie.
I've tried too many times without a quarter.
Really doesn't work on a cell phone.
In Mexico, it doesn't work. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, the American Embassy.
Now, here's the other scene I was talking about with the great background. I love Ed Begley Jr.'s background.
Yeah, that's nice. With the flag there.
The flag and the city in the background.
There he is. The whitest man in America, ladies and gentlemen. Ed Begley Jr.
He's pretty damn white. Very environmentally conscious, though.
Very, very.
He was wearing a recycled suit in this movie.
He drove an electric car before there was any such thing as
electric
cars.
He drove an
electric
car down to Mexico
for
the shooting.
He said, no, I'm not going to fly. I'm going to drive my...
It took a very long cord. Yep. That was back in 79. He still had to plug him in.
Ed Begley Jr.
I love how he just keeps doing his tie.
His tie is just stressed
out. Oh, Shelly, you're about to get caught.
Ed Begley Jr. remembered fondly by me as Victor Ehrlich on...
I know.
On on St. Elsewhere.
He's awfully young to be the
yeah,
head guy down there. Of course, it is just Tejada. He's working his way up.
He looks like an albino.
He does. Johnny Winter.
The son of actor Ed Begley Sr.
Sr.
And he looks absolutely
nothing like Ed Begley Sr. Short, squat, dark hair, big eyebrows.
Bald.
I just love it when he says, oh, there's something kind of lovable about him.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, more chickens.
Well, he does have that charm working for him.
Yep. His hair's almost orange.
Yeah. He became more blonde.
Nice smile when he realizes he's caught.
Yeah.
Hello!
El Hustlero.
He was looking quite slim in this movie.
Yeah, he is. Well, he'd
of course,
been,
he had the you know
yeah,
what.
Yeah, he had the runs. Probably lost a few pounds in Mexico.
A, dangerous, and B, crazy. Oh, yes. I love it when he runs. Help! Get off of me.
Look at the dust fly up off that carpet when he throws him down. Uh-oh, we seem to have a quiet moment again.
Oh, hello.
Our commentary. We're still here. We're watching the
movie.
Sad
thing when you have to just sit and watch the movie.
I know.
I'm just stuck on, get off of me. Would you please get off me?
We don't have any more shout-outs to do.
No, that's all right. It's T-W-E-E, by the way.
I love
means
that he spelled...
means overly cute and sweet.
I love that he spelled Twee like the Nintendo Wii with a T at the
with
at the
a T.
That's so Pete. I love it,
no
Pete.
Way is that... No way is no way. I don't it's care if you're
backwards.
With the agency. Yes, yeah, ties backwards at this point. And he's just looking into space. Oh,
yeah.
God.
And this is there's a momentous decision coming up for Sheldon here.
Yes, and I love because they talk about you know him trying to get his the director's trying to get his reaction.
Yeah.
And I love the one they got.
We do
oh
recommend
God.
That you listen to the actual commentary on it.
Yeah, it's great. I wonder what the other people in the lobby are thinking at this point. These two men on the floor.
Yeah, it's more crazy
almost
Americans.
In an embrace.
Just more crazy Americans. They probably see this
Yankees. What was your name?
When you're right, you're right. See? Turn it up again. I'm having trouble hearing.
His shirt's just almost out of his pants at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Have some laughs. Okay.
Well, we do see Sheldon deteriorate. You know, at the beginning he's all buttoned up and everything. Look at him now. He's just a mess. Oh,
and
it's
he's
a sweet little embrace
from
Vince.
Okay, I'll
and
pass like,
yeah,
on that.
He's like, yeah, whatever. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
And he thinks he might be out of it.
Yep.
He doesn't know if Vince
just,
is going to come back, but he thinks he might be
moment,
out of it.
He's out of
here
it.
We go. He goes, okay.
Then,
oh, God. I can't. I love it.
Yeah,
I can't.
I can't. And he's off.
And now Shelley becomes a hero.
Here he does.
Wow!
Nice jump. That was a...
And that's a stuntman, but he's on that cab for a while, man.
Yeah. That's speeded up a little bit, but it's...
I bet there was some glue on that hairpiece.
Mm. Yeah, that's the action hairpiece. That's hairpiece number 3.
It has Velcro.
Yep.
And here we go, more bad shots.
Yep. Well, they got a lot of... You have to be a pretty good shot to get them under these circumstances.
Yeah, while you're moving in the city, it can't be
apparently
easy.
Apparently just ran a red light there.
Hello?
Shelley's so thrilled to see him.
Buddy.
He is so thrilled and touched to see him at that moment. I love that.
Oh, I actually don't see the touch. I just see happiness. Shelley, you came.
I think that's a stuntman.
Yeah.
Bad hair.
Yeah.
And obviously a lot bulkier than Alan.
And obviously when he goes into the fruit.
Yeah.
I don't think that's Alan Arkin.
That's clearly
a stuntman.
It doesn't look anything like him.
No. Oh, and at this point, Sheldon has lost it. I love it when he's standing up.
Yeah.
And the bullets are flying.
Stay down, Shell. Stay down.
uh-huh.
I love this. Yeah, he's
he's
so
buddy.
Happy.
He's like Eli and
I think Vince
Freaks
felt
and
really
Geeks,
abandoned
my buddy.
At that moment back at the hotel. He's like, I think he'd been trying all along. He's just lost it. Shirt totally out now.
Yeah,
tie
he's,
backwards.
He's gone. He's not he's of gone. This world anymore.
That meow! I love that little sound effect. They obviously got
oh,
a cat.
Oh, my boo!
Poor kitty cat. Stay down, Sheldon.
Awning on the car. Bananas,
here,
of
Vince
course.
Isn't a very good shot here, either. Do you think he could get
yeah,
one of them?
French,
he got Mr.
Yes,
I say,
Mr. French, he got his gun.
His eyes were cockeyed, though. I can see why he wouldn't, you know. He's got a little bit of an
excuse. It was a lucky shot with Mr. French, I believe.
I think so. Well, he does keep getting the water to sort of distract him. Okay, I'll get in the cab.
And he gets back out. I thought he got back out, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. There he goes.
Okay, wait a minute.
Look at that body over there.
I should be doing something. He's thinking.
Oh, that was the, yeah.
What was it? I forgot. Wait.
This is where he starts talking about the chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
As they drive away.
And from what I understand from the commentary, that was kind of improv.
That was improv, yeah.
Yes, they needed something to talk about, and you just started talking about the great chicken sandwich.
Yep. There we go.
Which, if they ate, no wonder they had the you-know-what.
I'm amazed there's any bystanders left.
And I think it's funny that they talk about how basically Peter Falk was the only one who didn't get sick.
Yeah.
You know, and you think this happy-go-lucky character, he wouldn't get sick.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's perfect right. for Vince.
Jesse, no. Grande, a big one.
Shelly.
Shelly's
just,
he's what, where the hell am I?
He's gone. He's completely gone. Pigs. Pigs
now. Don't they squeal when they die? They're alive. They're alive. Took his license.
It's comprehensible that they took my license away. This is the chase music now.
Yes. Nice mariachi. Makes me want to dance around a Mexican hat.
Yes.
Or a Tejadan hat, whatever they look like. Raining speed.
Here comes the big chase scene. This goes on for quite a bit. It's a very interesting story in the actual commentary.
Yeah, smoking during the chase scene, that's cool.
I'm pretty certain that they shot this. My guess would be on Highway 14. Between Newhall and Agua Dulce, that's what I would guess.
Really?
Yep. That definitely
that's what
looks,
it looks
like those
like.
Mountains. That looks like those mountains to me.
Very barren mountains.
Yep.
Yes. There's the interesting story is about how they set up this driving.
Yeah,
Peter Falk was not actually driving.
No, they had a. It's in the part where they're driving backwards. They had a guy. They rigged it up so that they had a driver in the trunk of the car, who was doing the driving.
And the joke there. Go ahead and tell it.
The joke there on the commentary was that Peter Falk was going, I don't remember that.
He didn't remember anything the whole commentary.
He thought he had actually been driving in this. See, that was the way he remembered it.
Yes. And Alan says, do you think I'd have done that if you were driving? Oh, I love all the old cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Nice Coca-Cola sign.
Yeah. Drink Coca-Cola.
It's the old Blanco y Negro cab company.
Black and white.
You
white
got
and
it.
Black, I guess, actually. Technically. School bus.
School bus.
There's a slug bug.
Oh, I missed the slug bug. Oh.
Can't run it back now.
That tumbleweed. Nice tumbleweed.
Oh, yeah. We have tumbleweeds up there. I'm telling you, that's where this was shot. Or maybe out on
this is the Mexican Alan Arkin. He's doing the slow burn. He's been slow burning since the serpentine scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's been slow burning since the beginning of the movie, I think. Since the tsetse flies.
No. The Mexican guy in the passenger
who
was telling him to quit shooting.
Yeah. In the green car, you mean.
Yes, who's yelling at the driver.
Those are some classic old 70s cars out there.
Yes.
Look at that.
Seafoam green. Can't
beat
a seafoam green car.
All these white Chevelles.
Here we go. Sliding on a banana peel. You can't beat it.
It is.
Smart eye. Scare myself.
Yep. This. Yep. That's a good shot right there.
Yep. At this point, Sheldon is in love with Vince.
Oh, yeah. That, this
now, there's a man who can think on his feet.
That is what wakes Sheldon back up. And from here, right up until towards the very end, Sheldon is enjoying the hell out of himself.
Yeah, he's having the time of his
life.
That
turned everything around for Sheldon. All right, so now we're going to go see the general.
Oh.
Richard Libertini, who's also in All of Me. He played Praka. Beckenbull. Feasible.
If you say so.
Feasible. Have you seen all of them?
I've not seen all of them.
Oh, my God. You got to see that movie. That movie's great.
Well, that's the story. See, now he's getting the inside scoop.
Yep.
He's part of it now. Don't say anything about the scar, for God's sake. Yeah, yeah, I got it. Yeah. I'm cool. Don't worry.
And there's the scar. Another nice dramatic close-up there.
Doesn't look at him, just shakes his hand. You're nothing to me. Oh, here we go. Senor Pepe.
Senor Pepe. Oh,
Alan's face is worth $1 million in this.
Oh, yeah. Scene. I don't know how he kept from laughing. Oh, yeah. Oh, see. That look on Sheldon's face is clearly saying, I thought I'd already seen the craziest fuckers in the universe.
Oh, see.
Look at he's dying.
He is dying. He's very handsome. Actually, this is in the trailer, too. He's very handsome. Thank you. He probably tried out for Sullivan, didn't make it. Turned bitter.
Yep.
Fruitcake. The art. Oh, I love the way
she's
always upside down looking at the art through a telescope. I love it.
Yeah.
The time of his life.
Yep.
Jesus, what a shame.
He's going with the flow, even though he's going to say in a few minutes there isn't any flow, but he clearly is here.
God, you could almost reach out and touch them.
Yeah.
little bull statue on the...
Oh, yeah, look at that.
There.
Oh, there's a lot of boars in the world. I love he's got the little display light over everything. Just to make sure it's got the best possible. Oh, here we go, the flag.
Oh.
That is a great flag.
Shelly, yes. Is that Mrs. General? It's a prostitute.
A prostitute.
Oh, God. I love the vase, the seal vase.
Yeah.
I don't know where they got that. The prop master is a genius.
Oh, you can get this.
And his pen, look at the quill. Look at the red quill on his pen there.
Yeah, look at that huge, huge plume. Agua.
Oh, he wants water.
Shelly's just mortified.
I want that vase. Oh my God.
That's maybe the best reaction shot in the movie, and there are so many to choose from. Down to business.
Business. Ding! Ah, these security guards.
They're from JCPenney.
In Detroit.
I got a comb there once, I believe. A pocket comb, I believe
pocket
so.
Pocket comb.
If I'm not mistaken. Little cup. Yeah, little pocket comb. There's the money.
Yeah, that's huh? Money.
So that's $10 million, and that's $10 million.
I had that packed very, very, very tightly in the... Yes.
Bigger denominations, maybe. $1 million. But those are $1,000 bills.
And he sticks it in his pocket. He must have some pocket.
Well, what the hell else are you going to do with it?
How much for the presentation? I love the way she feels them.
Off.
Oh, the beautiful, beautiful. Throws the wrappers everywhere.
Feels them. Oh. Beautiful. I can't believe you've never seen All of Me.
Mm-mm.
You got to see it.
Never appealed to me.
Oh, it's a great movie. That is a great movie.
Nice tiger. Tail.
Yeah.
Curly.
He's into tigers, obviously.
Yes. Here we go. Go with the flow, Shell.
There isn't any flow.
And there's another great scene coming up here, but this guy.
Well, there's several great scenes coming up, and then the movie's over. I mean, I can't believe that it feels like we just started this movie 10 minutes ago.
I know. It flies.
It really does. The pacing in this movie is unbelievably good.
This looks like King Tut's tomb.
Yeah. Estados Unidos.
Now, I love the scene here where he puts his arms around him. And he says, you're going to help me. You'll be a part of it. The one I felt so proud. The look on his face.
Yeah.
With a collapse like a wet taco.
He's still enjoying it, though. He's having
fun. Oh, yeah. He's at this point, he has suspended reality.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
I get the feeling that wasn't planned either.
Yeah. I'm
give Shelly a little hug. I think I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. This is where Sheldon really is having the time
he's
of
having
his
a
life.
Fabulous time here. He loves
the best meal he's ever eaten.
He's having that chicken sandwich. He's having the chicken sandwich that I was talking about.
He's just having a blast.
And Vince, on the other hand, looking a little
not
bit tense,
so
actually, at
little
this
hinky.
Point.
Vince is now a little hinky.
Vince is now, for the first time in the whole movie, Vince is suddenly a little bit disconcerted. And he was just telling Shelley to go with the phone.
Ancient Tihadin secret. he can't be near marinated birds. Peek, 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 peek.
He no like no food.
He no like.
Stay away from all marinated birds.
Lovely tablecloth. Yeah.
This is the best. This is the best time we've seen Sheldon have in the whole.
Yes,
in the whole
maybe
movie
of his life. He's never been to a party like this on Long Island. The street,
down the street. Yeah. Buffalo Gals always reminds me of It's a Wonderful Life, of course.
What doesn't?
Lots of things don't, but Buffalo Gals.
Oh, you can see the heat. I bet it's so hot.
Oh, yeah. It's a warm day in Mexico.
Sweaty. They're sweaty. Tonight. Come out tonight.
Buffalo Girl, can't you come out tonight? And
dance by the light of the moon. Lovely. Wouldn't that be great to show up on eBay?
Those medals?
General Garcia medals, yes.
Man.
$1,000.
Yeah. I doubt you're going to find this. Look at this little leopard skin thing there. He's a man of many tastes.
You know my number one movie prop I would like to own?
What's that?
The hats from 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T. The little beanies they wore in the school.
Oh, here we go. Firing squad.
I wish I had a choice but to kill you. Now what? Okay. See, he actually thinks he can get out of it now. He says, okay, what we do now?
I'm wide open. and now Shelley breaks down.
I love Shelley's breakdown.
I do
here.
Too.
They just going off the top
my
of his head
my favorite part
here.
Is the cigarette.
All his confessions.
Yeah.
Talking about his father. He never told his father off.
Yeah.
Questioning the existence of God. Not good wig in this. This is the hot wig.
Yeah, that's not a good wig. That's wig number two again. We're back to wig number two. Wig number two does not stand up well to the heat. I'm surprised we're not seeing glue dripping down his forehead.
Yes, but you know, you would think his hair probably doesn't stand up well to the heat. You know,
probably
he's got
not.
Hair probably like mine.
That's true.
Extensive dental work. Or healthy teeth and gums.
Look at Shelley. He's like, yeah, I can't believe that's your big
That's
plan.
It?
The dental thing?
He sounds like he says, I'll have great mammaries.
I know. They'll have great memories.
Okay, well, here goes Shelley. Shelley's gone at this point.
What's before, born, what's after.
He's almost crying. I love it. I love it when he gets to that point.
Yep.
I mean, even in the army, he didn't fool around. Bless his heart. He didn't know me. I was by the barracks. He never came out. And now they serpentine.
Yeah, they are serpentining.
Can have an asp.
We just can't face this thing without a blindfold. It's a poor country.
We don't have blindfolds.
Look at him just on his knees.
And they pull him back. Oh, God, you can see the sweat through his shirt. It's hot. This little metal going back and forth. He said, oh, please, please. Have mercy on a poor man. Dragging it back.
Gotta get a blindfold. Vendettas.
Pull them out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Lovely. I don't smoke.
I don't smoke, and then he just dies laughing.
He's laughing, yeah. What's that? Ah!
He's going.
Oh, my shot.
Oh. Get down, Vince. Get down, Shell.
And now they serpentine some more. You're serpentining bastards.
Yeah, they're serpentining on their backs.
Shell's wearing some pretty worn shoes. Bottom of Vince's look brand new.
Really? I didn't notice that.
Saw that serpentining.
Here comes
nice
the
hats the CI are wearing.
Oh, yeah.
They're just on top of each other. And I love this. Changing uniforms.
He tries.
Oh, I'm just a poor waiter.
Yeah. But, no, it doesn't work.
No, it's not me. It's not me. It's someone else. Another boy, Ed Begley's just on top of the car. Dun da dun, MacArthur. Dun da dun.
Here comes the cavalry. Ed Begley Jr. to the rescue. There's not something you hear very often. Or there's something you don't hear very often, I guess would be the more clear way of putting that. Vince went through that whole thing and he still has a cigarette.
In his mouth.
He's a master. I don't think that's the same shirt.
Alan's?
Yeah, I don't think that is. Continuity did a bad job with that one. This was shot on a different day. It's more blue.
No, it looks...
It looks still striped. More blue to me. Yeah, they might have laundered it some. Yeah.
There's more.
More to the story. Shut up about the other money, Shell.
Crazy.
Sure.
El
money.
Loco.
This is nuts.
Get him out of here.
Poor Ed. Ed is burned to a crisp. Look at his face.
Yeah,
he's red
well,
as a lobster.
He's the whitest man on earth. He's now the reddest man on
earth. Yeah. He probably only spent 5 minutes in the sun.
Oh, bad. This is the worst wig yet.
That's a terrible wig.
This is number four.
That's wig number four.
Someone stepped on it.
They should have burned that one.
Wednesday? I don't think so.
A date in Peru.
Shelley.
I don't think so. I don't think we can. I don't think
he took off his medal. He's holding his medal. That's what they laugh about around the Christmas tree. They pull out their medals.
Yep.
Nice pond. I like that.
Yeah, that is nice. Well, the Generalissimo has a nice estate there. The family took a vote.
We want him out. I love the hand. We want him out.
What the hell is that? We want a lot of this.
Yeah. And now the tee-hee starts.
Yeah.
We're free, da-da-da-da.
I think...
I'll give it a shot.
Ed Sunburn's cleared up a little bit in that shot.
Yeah. Well, he's in the shade now.
That. Yeah. Some nice laughter there.
Yes. A doggy.
Skinny.
And now see, he knows something's up.
What's so funny? There's the
take all them goddamn Levius people on the top of this cake.
Oh, I know. 70. They are the worst little.
Oh God.
What
but
are
it
those?
Does have Michael Limbeck's hair.
He does, yeah. She doesn't have Penny Pizer's hair.
No, she doesn't. She has Nancy Dussault's hair.
Yeah, she does. Well, it's sort of blondish. I think of her as more of a redhead, but that might just be me. It's an awful lot of people at this wedding.
Yes.
They went all out.
They have lots of
clearly.
Friends. Oh.
There she is.
Well, she found some shoes, evidently.
She's not wearing her clothes.
Lovely corsage, the size of her head.
God damn. She looks like she's wearing a bathrobe.
Yeah, that's not
not
a good look for her.
Mother of a...
Like son, like father.
Mm-hmm.
Light
smoking.
Up there.
Yeah, she looks like she's about his age to me.
Oh no, see, I don't think so. I just think she's a very nice looking.
Maybe she's well
middle-aged lady. Yeah, she has
that.
No worries because she's clueless to everything that's going
helicopter
on.
Helicopter coming.
Oh,
holy shit.
Holy shit. She almost sounded like me. And here they go. Oh, hello, people. This is the time of their lives.
Yep.
This is the wedding we wanted. Shelley finally loosened up. He was going to be happy with the piano player and the low and brow. And
I like how Shelley says orchestra.
Never noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but every time we play a peace and community band that is arranged by Carmen Dragon, I have to make note to anyone who will listen that it's of the Paramus Philharmonic.
That didn't quite work quite as well as they hoped, I think.
Right on the asses.
So really,
hello,
yes.
We're here. Yep, and there's their buddies from Cookout. Say hello to the Swiss.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone. Hello. They made it.
It doesn't look like fall anymore, either. You notice that?
What's that?
It doesn't look like fall anymore.
Yeah.
Everything's different. Wear your hat a different way, Alan. He looks horrible.
I hate those hats. I hate those... We got an orchestra. Orchestra.
Oh, it does say orchestra. God, that hat! Alan, do something with that hat!
Well, probably...
Can we back up and change that hat, please?
No, we can't. I love that little victorious.
My God!
That's nice.
Orchestra warming up music.
Carmen Dragon.
We never played ball on Nagel Avenue.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, my pop.
Yep.
My little snot nose.
You little snot nose, those phone calls put you through college. Nice little sentimental moment here.
Yeah. Yes, money makes up for everything.
Yeah, exactly. Money makes up for your shitty childhood and my mysterious phone calls.
I think $1 million would.
That would do it for me. That's $1 million for him and $1 million for her.
Yeah, they're starting out with a nice little nest egg.
Shit, yeah.
Hope they stayed together.
Oh, those two crazy kids.
See, here she goes.
Yep.
More lectures.
There's a little bit of fall color in the back there.
Yeah, okay. I see
but
it.
I think they probably had to dress the set up a little bit to make it look that way. That's my guess.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a little bit of...
How'd they get all those chairs?
There's Carmen.
Carmen! Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Na 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 na. Doesn't even sound like the wedding song. Na 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 na.
I've heard that part before.
And we're caught, or so Shelley says. Oh my God.
You'd think you would have learned to relax a little bit by now.
I thought we were free.
Ed's gotten over his sunburn a little bit there.
Oh. Vince is just, oh, it's all right. That's what we can get out of.
Relax, 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 relax.
Put that envelope down.
In the counting of the invitations.
Tell
him, tell him. She's pretty good at rolling with the punches there, too.
Yeah,
she takes after her dad.
Look at Shelly. I just shat my pants.
Yeah.
Oh, and she puts
like
it in with $1 million.
Put that away.
Put that away, dear. All those flowers.
Well, here we go. And the wedding. Go sit down.
Go, Vince. Run. Serpentine.
Serpentine. Comedies always end with a wedding. They're supposed to. They did back in the days of the Greeks, anyway. Yes. Shakespeare.
And we have a final little embellishment here.
Yep.
Whoop. Let's look up in the sky.
Happy wedding.
Be funnier if it was in Chinese.
Yeah. We can't see
look,
that
it's Mike Hernandez in the plane. It's that shock of terror.
Happy wedding.
It'd be funny if it said happy weeding. But
yeah. And the balloons.
Oh.
More balloons. And then.
And
the
sing. Yay.
Balloons coming down. Very
James
nice.
James Hong. Barbara Dana. Rosiska Hummus.
I wonder who that is. Alvaro I don't even know who any of these people are.
John Hancock was in there signing me a declaration.
That's right.
Brass Adams.
That's John Adams' great Carbon Dragon. Mitchell Group.
Oh, Rosanna Soto. I bet she was the... Dr. Cornpet, your wife's online too.
The one who
Mitch
put too
the
much...
cramps.
A little too much backstory for her.
Yeah.
She's one of those actresses who has to work up her whole character for her two movies and two lines.
Gotta keep
a
it real,
movie.
Man. Well, are we gonna push stop here? Are we gonna keep
I think we're done.
I think we're done.
Folks, we hope you enjoyed the commentary.
And they said it wouldn't work.
Well, it may not, but hopefully you guys enjoyed it.
I'm gonna listen. I don't know about y'all. Of course, if you're at this part, you've listened.
Yeah, exactly. If you've made it this far, you're at the end. Congratulations, you made it. Okay, I am Stenny.
I am Bette.
We are Bette and Stenny. This was a special edition of the Hucklebug.
This was the Alan F. Arkin edition.
That's right. We hope you enjoyed it. Bye.
Yay, bye.